Cash Patel has been confirmed. A lot of people upset about this guy becoming the next FBI director. I think it's great. I think it's fantastic. A lot of people that have their hands in the cookie jar are very upset about this guy getting in. I love it. It's really funny to see what's been going on with a lot of these people in government just getting busted for all kinds of corruption. They don't like it, and they're trying real hard. It's been kind of crazy to see the left quadruple down on everything that lost them the election in a landslide. All three levels of government gone for them, pretty much sitting back and wishing that they could keep doing things, but they can't. And now the hatchet and the chainsaw have come out, and they're not happy about it. Well, there's another group of people. They're going to be very upset. And that's some people that are on some certain lists. They're not happy about it. We are apparently days away from getting the famous list released. And I'm very happy about that. I can't wait to see who's on that document. And I'm sure many of you are excited to see the names on that list. I wonder if that's why you're seeing a lot of them come out saying, let's have goodwill, good faith. It's, you know, congratulate the winner, like Tom Hanks did, or not Tom Hanks, George Clooney did the other day. But of course, we saw Tom Hanks come out and go after MAGA again. I wonder, Tom Hanks, why you live over in Greece now. Bought that Greece property, right? Isn't that where he's at now? Ellen DeGeneres moving to the UK. I wonder whose names are on that list. I'm very excited to see it. Apparently, it's on Pam Bondi's desk right now. Let's take a listen.
The DOJ may be releasing the list of Jeffrey Epstein's clients. Will that really happen?
It's sitting on my desk right now to review. That's been a directive by President Trump. I'm reviewing that. I'm reviewing JFK files, MLK files. That's all in the process of being reviewed because that was done at the directive of the president from all of these agencies.
So have you seen anything that you said, oh my.
So, by the way, it's not just good old Jeff's list. Apparently, Puffy's is right around the corner as well. We already know LeBron James attended many of those parties, famously said, ain't no party like a Diddy party. I want all of these people exposed. I want to know who all of them are. And I think we're going to find out real soon. And it's going to be a bad day when we find out officially whose names are on that list. I've just been enjoying the hell out of these, ever since Trump got in, man, it has been a wild ride, hasn't it? Has it not been a great ride of wins? Non-stop wins, left and right. I love it. By the way, watch this video of Trump. He is not messing around. I got to say, man, I have missed this so much. After 4 years of Biden, this has been fantastic. Here he is talking to the governor of Maine, who's very pissed as she vows to go to court. Listen to this. This is funny.
Is the Maine here, the governor of Maine? Well, are you not going to comply with it?
I'm complying with state and federal
laws. We are the federal law. Well, you better do it. You better do it because you're not going to get any federal funding at all if you don't. And by the way, your population, even though it's somewhat liberal, although I did very well there, your population doesn't want men playing in women's sports.
So yeah!
You better comply because otherwise you're not getting any federal funding.
See you in court.
Every state, good, I'll see you in court. I look forward to that. That should be a real easy one. And enjoy your life after governor because I don't think you'll be in elected politics. Every state has a responsibility to comply.
I love it. No F's given, man. I think this is fantastic. I'm loving this. TikTok still having a meltdown, by the way. You literally have people calling for Trump to be Minecraft. I don't know. How is this okay? You shouldn't be allowed to say things like this, but apparently it's all right. You have these radical teachers. Look at this teacher. Look how dumb these people sound. Listen to this.
Hi, my name is Kirsten, and I'm marching for our democracy.
Yeah, so what has Donald Trump done that threatens democracy, you think?
Everything. I mean, he's going against the LGBTQ plus community, which is what I'm a part of. He's going against my immigrant neighbors. He's going against the other teachers and, like, our safety in the schools, everything.
So tell me what rights you think have been threatened.
My rights to do this.
Who's taking away your right to protest? Aren't you doing it right now? Aren't you doing it right now? Who's stopping you? So how is your right to protest being taken away? The only thing anyone has a problem with is when you go around and loot and burn things down. That's a little extreme. That's not going to be allowed. But just marching, what you're doing right, no one's stopping you from doing this. Who stopped you? You're doing it right now, you moron.
My voting rights.
Who took away your voting rights? Nobody's rights, unless you're from another country here illegally. Yeah, you shouldn't be voting. Nobody wants an illegal voting. If you're not from here, you shouldn't be allowed to vote.
My rights to protect the people as a teacher, like if ICE comes into my school, I'm not giving my kids up. I think our rights to have a full democracy.
What?
So you're a teacher?
I'm a teacher, yep.
Please stop being a teacher. I don't know, homeschooling is the way to go right now. This is the biggest problem with our education system. It's like that meme. If you've ever seen it, it's really funny. It's like basically making fun of the education system. It's like, I didn't learn math or long division in school. Well, what did you learn? Men have penis or women have penises. It's like Austin Powers doing that weird face. Like our education sucks right now. It's probably the teachers.
You said your rights to do this, right to protest?
Yeah,
right. Have been threatened.
Speech, freedom of speech.
Freedom he's of trying speech. To go after the. No one's. What are you? Is anyone hauling you away right now? Freedom of speech isn't going anywhere. In fact, it's being fought for right now. If anybody wanted to take freedom of speech away, it was you.
The First Amendment, and that's just not it. That's just not it.
How so? How did he go after the First Amendment?
That's part of Project 2025. He doesn't want us to be able to...
isn't even a part of his thing! They're still running with that shit!
...to do things like this. Okay. And...
You remember, he was kicked off social media platforms. Don't you think he has sympathy towards being banned?
No.
Oh, but yo, what about free speech? What about free speech, huh? Oh, but yeah, ban his free speech. You see... hypocrites.
No? I don't think he has sympathy for anything.
Residents!
Yeah, I don't think he has sympathy. I don't think, I think he's a psychopath. I think he doesn't have sympathy for...
I think you're the psychopath. Like this person saying, like rooting for the cartel. Listen to this.
Oh, we might be saved by like the most unexpected group of people. Do you know who Trump's trying to...
This one might be hard to hear. But she basically is rooting for the cartels. You kidding me? Do you know what they do to people? People like live in a box. I'm telling you, just wild stuff. But anyway, that's pretty much it. List is coming. No F's are being given. Corruption is being destroyed. And I love it. Let me know if you love it in the comments below. Also, if you would, please like, subscribe, share the video. Make sure you're still subscribed. Hit that notification bell. We'll see you on the next one. Peace.